hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs, collegiate women's softball super regionals, and the start of the WNBA season. This is Sports Without Balls.
Holy cow!
A perfect score. 10.2.
He had to the 2-0, now the 2-1. Why is
it? Hello again, everyone. This is
Sports Without Balls. Dun, 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 dun. Sports Without Balls, fans, friends, family. I did 17 takes of that opening, and you know what? I never nailed it, so that's good.
I loved every one of them.
Thank you, Fortune.
You're welcome, Aaron.
My guest today, one of my favorite humans of all time, on and off the silver screen, it's Fortune Feimster.
Woo! If you forgot what my name is, I have it here on my shirt.
Yeah, that is, hello, Patreon fans. You get the video if you sign up on patreon.com/sportswithoutballs. You will see Fortune in her... she crocheted. Didn't you crochet Fortune on?
Listen, I'm currently wearing a sweatshirt. It's a black sweatshirt with fun stripes.
Fun stripes.
Down the side of them right here. I found this sweatshirt in London and it said Fortune on it. And at the time I thought, oh, this is so cute. It's got my name on it. I'm going to buy it. But now that I'm wearing it, everyone thinks that I had my own name embroidered on my sweatshirt. Yeah. And that's kind of embarrassing.
I'm going to have to Google that company. I'm not sure if I believe you.
I swear.
I'm not sure if you didn't get a fun sweatshirt and at night you took out your sewing machine and you're like, Fortune.
I know. It's pretty lame. It was one of those like...
I would have totally bought it. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. It was one of those companies where they sell probably cheap clothes that are fun and funky. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. The fun and funky
and
store
this
of London.
I don't know if Fortune is the brand, but it says Fortune on it.
Please. If something said Foley on it, I'd be like, I'm on a team. I'm going to need to buy that immediately.
But it's like, it would be kind of cooler if it were like across my back.
Yeah.
But this is like...
Well, why don't you take your sewing machine and put Fortune across your back?
I hadn't thought of that. But my is currently on the... Where the pocket would be.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and little. So it...
And in cursive.
It looks like something a child would wear.
Well, I like it. It looks like a team sweatshirt.
Oh, thanks.
And this is a sports podcast.
That's why I wore it.
That's the only reason. We got Aaron in the booth. Aaron, you've got a big softball game coming up tonight.
Yes. First game of the summer season.
And it's drizzling outside.
Is it going to happen?
It is unsummer-like.
It is. I'm wearing a scarf. It is almost June. What is happening? Climate change. I hate our president. Aaron, what is it a new team like 0-0 blank going in or?
Yeah, for the season. Yes,
first game.
This is our second season together, but we've added some firepower. So.
Oh, firepower!
How did you get the firepower?
Stolen from another team.
Nice.
A guy I already knew.
Nice. Yeah. How'd you lure the firepower over?
How'd you learn?
Just by not being a weirdo.
Cool.
Oh.
Was his last team name Weirdos?
Screwballs.
What is the word for when... Oh, poaching. That's what they did. They poached.
Yeah. Now, did you use the proper off-season rules to poach this player? Or is this going to be a scandalous St. Louis-Houston
no.
story?
It's all legit.
All legit.
Half my team is poached from this team, but
I'd like to see the paperwork, but I'm going to believe Aaron. I am correct in the St. Louis Houston reference. Am I now?
There was some hacking of a scouting program. Yeah.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. What?
Aaron
Foley.
Aaron's seat just went down three floors.
That's one of my all-time favorite comedy bits is going down on a, like sliding down on a chair. And also the when you're walking by someone and you just get lower.
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't.
It's a good bit.
It's a timeless classic.
Do people still do that?
Well, I do it in my kitchen.
Other people need to bring it back.
I'll be in my kitchen. And my girlfriend, she'll be like in the living room, and I'll go, I'm just going to go downstairs and get the pot we need. And she was like, what? Or whatever, Pan. I don't know. I live above a wheat farm.
You clarified that.
I
mean a pan. Not a
I mean
wheat,
a sauce pan.
Not a weed substance.
I haven't slept in 3 weeks. I'm cracking as a human. And I will pretend I'm going down in an elevator, and it makes me laugh every single time. And then I'll grab the pan, and then I'll come back up with the pan.
I mean, that's a good one.
How was I single for so long?
I don't know. I'm glad you're taken now. Off the market. Sorry, ladies.
Sarah's a big fan of you and Jax.
I love me some Sarah.
She's a good
we
one.
We got to spend a weekend with you guys.
Yep.
In San Diego, La Jolla.
San Diego.
And
Whale's Vagina.
We shared a comedy condo.
It was actually nice.
It was a nice, they had redone it.
Yeah.
And it felt like summer camp. It was hot as balls though.
It was really hot.
And we all had fans in our room.
And then that giant water bug, Sarah had to kill the water bug.
Oh yeah. But Sarah was delightful, super easy to be around.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm going to force her into marriage. And that is the definition of love.
That is. I'm sure you wouldn't have to force her.
I'm going to wear her down till she agrees. Am I right, Sports with Outlaws fans? That's how marriage works.
Yes.
A couple announcements before we dig into the world of sports.
Okay.
Two really fun announcements. I have a new comedy album called Deep Dive, and you can pre-order it today.
Mm-hmm.
The full release of the album will be Friday, May 31st. But the pre-sales have already started.
That's so exciting.
So get the comedy album. You can buy it at iTunes, Apple, whatever, wherever you purchase really fun comedy albums. And I love it. It took me, quite a long time. I think I put my last album out about 5 or 6 years ago. I had really, anyway, it takes a while and it takes a village. And so, yeah. So grab the comedy album called Deep Dive.
Get it.
Also, the rebranding of the show, which I was talking to Fortune about before we started. The first episode will air Tuesday, June 4th.
That's so exciting.
And I have been interviewing female athletes for the last about a month and
Ten years. What's it? Do you
it's
have a name
together.
For this podcast?
No, no, it's still everything.
Oh, it's this.
Yeah, it's this.
But we're just shifting a little bit.
We're shifting the focus to like female athletes, coaches, reporters, agents.
Oh.
And I'm also going to be retooling the Hello Patreon fans. I'm going to be retooling the Patreon page for specific bonus content, and I'll go into further detail on a Patreon page and next week and the week after as we rebrand the show. But essentially, we're going to be taking part of the interview with these females, probably airing 45, 50 minutes of free content and then some bonus stuff from the interview on Patreon, and then adding an extra episode every month talking about every random sport I can get my hands on. So lots of fun stuff.
You sports fanatics are going to, your mind's going to be blown.
Mine's going to be blown. It's such a passion project, and it's all coming together. I was telling you before we started, it's so nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been, like, these are like, you know, these athletes are, you know, they're so inspiring. Their stories
world
are amazing.
Famous.
They're famous, and I feel like I'm an absolute stress ball.
Really?
Have you met when you meet your like people that you consider, you know, kind of everyday these heroes? Do you lose your mind?
I don't, only because I was an entertainment journalist for 7 years while I pursued comedy. So
I forgot you had a former life.
I had a former life. So my entire day was spent interviewing famous people. That didn't mean I was like, all about everyone. I mean, sometimes it was like, I don't know, you know, someone from the surreal life. But then occasionally you would meet like Tom Hanks. And of course, things like that. I was like, oh my God, I interviewed Julie Andrews.
Wow.
On a red carpet. And I was for sure like,
do you fly?
I love you. You're magical. Yeah. So people like that, like legends, I totally understand.
Yeah.
And oftentimes sports people are legends because they've done something really amazing.
It's pretty incredible because, I have to remind myself during these interviews that I like podcasts better than interviews. But during these podcasts, I guess it's an interview. It's so weird to say podcast for so long and then use the word interview. But during these sessions, during these jam band sessions, I have to remind myself that these are human beings. They're just like world-class athletes. But, you know, like some of their responses are like, well, you know, I left home at 16 and started touring this particular tennis player. And, you know, I didn't see my family for years. I mean, I'm sort of close with that. Like, and you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Like at age 16.
I know. They had to sacrifice so much at such a young age.
Yeah.
My brother was not, he's not famous, but he was like a really amazing swimmer and was poised to like go to the Olympics. Like he was that one that everyone was like, he's going the distance. He's doing this. But it requires an unbelievable amount of discipline and time. And he, from the age of like 8, was having like 2 practices a day before school, after school.
Wow.
By the time you reach the age of, you know, 17, where your scouts are looking at you for those big fancy colleges in Florida, which then you go on to do the Olympics, you are so burnt out.
Yeah.
And you just want to be a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. and go swim for 2 hours before school. And so he, you know, had all this potential and natural ability, but just that part.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. It just fizzled out.
It's just, it's amazing what's required now of so many of these men and women at such a young age, you know, to leave. That's it. I mean, and now people are turning pro, you know, especially like, you know, tennis, even women's soccer, like 15, 16 years old.
They don't know how to, I mean, all of a sudden you're representing your country and stuff. It's a lot. It's a heavy load for a young person.
I always think too now, like if you take the women's national team, if you take women's soccer, and we can talk about soccer first and then go into college softball, super regionals. I'm going to see UCLA play at 5 o'clock on Saturday. it's such a big sports weekend. Saturday morning, the U.S. Women's National Team plays Mexico at 9 a.m. I do believe that's Pacific. Check your local listings. but this is the last game before they go to the World Cup. And the first World Cup game is Tuesday, June 11th.
So excited about the World Cup.
I mean, it's going to be...
It's the greatest.
But Mallory Pugh, so she makes the team. She's one of the youngest ever.
I've been hearing her name a lot, and I heard that she's going to kill it.
She probably won't start, but I think she's going to be... She'll be like super sub.
But when she goes in, she's going to... I think she's going to turn a lot of heads.
She's energetic. She's exciting. But she was at UCLA. So she's at UCLA for a year. So I just think, oh my God, I'm going to see Mallory Pugh for 4 years, you know? But now the competition is so crazy for the U.S. women's national team that she, now she was playing, you know, getting invited to camps and stuff when she was at UCLA. But it was a better path to leave UCLA and go to the National Women's Soccer League and play at that level of competition versus collegiate to get more reps and to be seen by the national team. So, I mean, you know,
but then you miss out on
UCLA, you know what I mean? It's like such an amazing school, such amazing sports programs. And so now you think like, you know, God, I wish these kids could be, have these college
years.
And then, I mean, it's swimming too. Katie Ledecky, she was at Stanford for a year, maybe two. And then she turned pro, I think, last year or something like that. So it's so hard.
Your window is just so small.
I know.
You know, and then once you reach once you're like 25, they're like, God, she's old. And you're like, what? Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That would be weird to spend your entire life training for something since you were a kid.
Yeah.
To know that at like 20s, sometime in your 20s, that's it.
And the good thing,
maybe 30s, depending on the sport.
It just really depends on the sport, because now you see in tennis this awesome thing of female and men playing well into their 30s, like late 30s.
Yeah.
You know, like Serena and Venus are still kicking ass and they're like late 30s.
I love.
So I think also that, you know, I was talking with one of the guests that, and she was like, I wish, you know, people would stay in, like you can get some really great experience collegiately, even if it's like a couple years, even in tennis now.
Yeah.
But then there's this huge pull. Well, you see, you know, like Madison Keys, Sloane Stephens. I mean, what are they? They turned pro in like 16, 17. Yeah. And you know what I mean? So now it's, but how do you not get burned out?
Yeah. I mean, I think they just, as much as they want that collegiate experience, when you know there's all this money sitting on the table and you don't, you don't know. You hope your body will, you know, do what it's supposed to do and, like, not get hurt. You think, well, I got to get the money on the table and not chance waiting around, you know, what if something happens? But to not get burned, I think that's where the ultimate sacrifice comes, right? You give up, you know, a social life, probably don't get to date much, probably don't get to see your friends as much, don't see your family in some cases.
Yeah.
And it's just, but maybe because they are that level of an athlete, that's
good.
All they do care about.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, that their eye is on the prize, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, if I could go back, I mean, we both played sports growing up. If I could go back and be like, have the talent, right? Have, I played college basketball, but it was, you know, it was D3. I got like some D2 scholarships, but I was like, I'm going to sit on the bench for 4 years. What would possibly be the point? I just want to play.
Yeah.
But let's say I had the talent.
Uh-huh.
Now, given the popularity of the WNBA.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, season tips off tomorrow. And we'll get into some WNBA stuff. It's now being covered by CBS and ESPN. It's very exciting stuff going on. Then maybe you go complete tunnel. Like, just think about, like, how fun it is playing, when we were growing up, playing softball, playing soccer, playing basketball. And basketball was my favorite. Like, if I could do that every day as a job, I think I would probably do whatever it takes.
Yeah. I mean, I love sports. I played sports year-round. I played D3 tennis and soccer.
That's awesome.
But I was never disciplined enough.
You know, the discipline.
Just
I
the
love
diet,
going out.
Just the diet alone, I'd have been like, ooh, that's hard. Because they're like, they treat their body like, you know, a temple. And everything is a science, a very specific science. Like, I can only eat, you know, a fistful of this. And like, 1 ounce of this. It's like so specific. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm good. I'm going to do
treat
comedy.
My body like happy hour.
I'm going to treat my body like a stand-up comedian.
I'm going to throw myself around for 20 years and then complain about my bad
back. There you go.
How does that sound, Mallory Pugh?
But I love sports, and I appreciate those who have the ability and have made the sacrifices to be in the position they are in.
Some of these stories, and I've literally only done 5 of them so far.
She scratched the surface, but that means there's so much more to come.
Oh, my God. I just, like, I sit there, and they tell me these stories, and I... And while they're telling me these stories, I was like, I got to get up earlier. I gotta really win this week, you know?
Yeah, if you want to feel like a complete lazy loser, talk to a professional or former professional athlete.
Yeah. And one of the soccer players that I interviewed, she's like, well, then I just thought I'd be a personal trainer. And then she's like, I kind of got bored with that. And so now I'm, she's training for like one of those like warrior shows on
Iron
TV.
Man
like, I don't know. I just was like, I was like, I have a Peloton bike in my living room.
You do that?
That hasn't been touched in months.
Oh.
And I need to get on it.
At least you have one.
I have one. That my sister bought. And I'm like, every day we go, oh, we gotta get up.
We gotta take one of those online classes.
And they were like, well, there was no national team at 10, so we created one. I'm like, I gotta get on my Peloton bike this week. Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. So I remember watching the World Cup final with you in 2015.
Yep.
We were very nervous.
Was that at Tom's house?
Yep, yeah. That was at Tom Papa's house. And this year, heading in, so we beat the crap out of New Zealand last week, as we should.
Yeah.
It's you know, I think they just form a team the day before. And then, you know, we have Mexico. Mexico's good, though. Mexico, it'll be a good test.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, like, top tier, but certainly...
it'll be a good
game. Challenge.
Yeah.
And the roster... So the roster was announced. The roster was announced a couple weeks ago.
They're feeling good about it. They're not happy. What's happening?
There was a couple players on the roster
Some old bitches.
Is she still playing?
What? Get her out of here. of here. She's 25.
Get her an ad. Get her a blanket and a bottle. Who is this lady?
I love a double ARP card.
Oh, my God. What is she, 27? She's not going to be able. Does she still have hamstrings? All right, hold on. Yeah, basically a couple of some old bitches. Oh, my God. Seriously, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to do it this way.
While you're searching for that, I will say that watching sports with Aaron is...
Oh God,
it's a real treat. Whoa. But no, it's if you want to, if you're like not a true sports fan and you just want to go somewhere and eat snacks and there's a game in the background, don't do it with Aaron. But if you're super into sport, for sure watch it with Aaron, because it's a real treat.
I remember.
I would like to watch some soccer games with you.
Well, I'm going to be in town for the entire World Cup.
Okay. I don't know if I am, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing Tuesday, June 11th?
I don't know.
You're booked.
During the day?
I actually don't know what time that is.
Oh, they don't have
it. Because it's in France, so it might be like a morning game.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Oh, I will get you up.
I especially like it towards the end, though.
Oh, yeah.
I like all the USA teams games.
Oh, yeah. I'm not watching, like, you know. Well,
I don't know, Guam.
I'll give you. Yeah, okay. Well, Guam. Good thing is Guam's not entered into the competition.
Okay, well, good.
You know what I hate? I'm just gonna tell you this. Guam.
Tell me.
Guam is the fucking worst. I hate those women. Those Guamians. They are just nasty.
Do you really?
No, of course I don't.
We don't know anything about the Guam team.
Guam is just a peaceful military base.
So if you're from Guam listening right now, we're just kidding.
Just kidding, Guam. You know what I mean?
Guys, I believe. Guam is a U.S. territory, so they would be playing for us.
It's a peaceful military base.
Also, we could have some of them playing on our team.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, we owned
it. I totally knew that Guam was a part of us.
It's an island that we just basically put Patriot missile system on and a block
missiles. Did we really? I need to study. I need to learn things.
Well, it's in a crucial position between Iran and I'm kidding. Aaron, thank you for interrupting our that Guam was a foreign territory.
Thank you for dropping some knowledge over here.
Somebody's got to keep Japan in check.
Ladies, yes. I'd like to tell you.
Yes,
about
it was
Guam.
Set up right after World War II.
So the roster.
You have it
so
up
now?
You don't want to keep talking about Guam politics? Okay, the goalkeepers, Adriana French, Portland Thorns, I love her. Ashlyn Harris, love her. Alyssa Nair.
I like Ashlyn's Instagram. A lot of good suits.
A lot of good suits.
She's like a model kind of.
Yeah, I tell you, I have
a lesbian butch model.
I'm gonna ask you about this because I've asked other guests maybe only one time, and everyone's like, "What are you talking about?" When Ashlyn Harris cut her hair, her entire life changed.
I love long hair, but when she cut her hair, all the lesbians.
I literally was like,
went,
"I'm sorry, who's
crazy?"
That? No, I mean, I'm just saying. Pre-haircut, Ashlyn Harris was like, you know, an okay third string goalie. She cuts her hair. She all of a sudden she's like hot lesbo.
She found her big dick energy. That's what all the kids are saying. That's what the kids call it. BDE.
Is that something?
It's something.
Really?
I don't know. Big dick energy. Even if you don't have one, you carry yourself in the way in which you do.
The day I find my big dick energy, watch out, people. Oh, my God. Hold on. Siri, tell me when I'm going to find my big dick energy.
But that's what happened for her. She's got this swagger now.
She cut her hair. Mm-hmm. She looks like a freaking model.
Yeah.
She starts, well, maybe they were already in a relationship, but
I think they were
Krieger,
already in a relationship.
She was like, hey, marry me. Krieger's like, yeah. Uh-huh. Then Hope Solo wrongfully gets booted off the team. Nair takes over. Alyssa Harris is right up there with her.
I should know. This, but why did Hope Solo get booted from the team? I know she has a ton of shit.
It was totally wrongfully. I hate it so much because Hope Solo is like the greatest goalie of all time, and she could be on this team playing, and it makes me so aggravated.
Yeah.
It's you know, she was very vocal about equal pay. She gets under people's skin. She insulted the Swedish team on Twitter right after we played Sweden.
Because of the their former coach.
Yeah. And just all the ways Sweden played was so shitty.
Yeah.
Any other person, they were like, okay, like, it's not a big deal.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't, they, you know, you know, she had some bad behavior in the off season, but they chose not to discipline her then because we want her on the World Cup roster, right? Uh-huh. Or the Olympic roster.
Right, right.
And the World Cup roster. So as soon as now in 2016, we're out of contention in the Olympics, then they like suspend her indefinitely and then never to be on the team again.
That's crazy.
Isn't that convenient?
That's
you know
weird.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
But physically, I know she's older, but she wasn't.
She would have been fine.
She would have been fine.
She'd have been fine.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, the way Hope Solo handled it, she continued, literally uses her platform every single day and started a lawsuit for equal pay.
Uh-huh.
She's handled it so well. And I'm not saying some of her behavior in the past isn't subject
shitty,
to criticism.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying she has handled it so well because the FIFA is such a corrupt, misogynist piece of shit organization. Mm-hmm. USA Soccer is terrible. And so, you know, she was outspoken about it, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
what I mean? It's
sucks.
Just awful.
Well.
But she's really handled it with a lot of.
But do we know who's going to be the starting goalie?
Well, it'll be Nair. And, you know, honestly, it's really hard. In all fairness, Nair's done a pretty good job. And you're following the best goalie of all time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we always have to think about that. And I have been critical at Nair at times. It's only because we had Hope Solo.
But that's the thing, like, because so many things came down to shootouts, and I always was like, we're good. We're good.
We had hope.
We're good.
I mean, We had hope. Oh, my God, I didn't even realize I just said that. But, I mean, I distinctly remember in the semifinals, Germany, because I was in Montreal for the game, Germany-USA, there was a penalty kick. You know, it could have swung the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And Hope Solo just started. When I met her, I did the impression of her. and she was like, who is this person? And I was like, okay, you took your gloves and you were just and she was just like, her jaw was like, who am I talking to? But it was
she psyched them out?
Oh, completely psyched them out. You know what I mean? Because it was Hope fucking Solo.
Right.
And Alyssa Nair, I think she's a respectable goalie.
Yeah.
You know?
But
she's not.
But
she's
Hope
not,
is so intimidating on
she's not
so
intimidating.
Many levels.
Nair isn't even remotely intimidating.
Yeah.
I think Ashlyn Harris with the new haircut is more intimidating
she's
than
that
Nair.
Big dick energy.
She's gonna
into
bring
that goal.
The B and you if
BDE.
If there's one position in soccer that you need BDE,
it's the goalie.
It's the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
So Nair, I'm cheering for Nair 100%.
Nair, I'm a big fan of your hair removal products.
No, Nair needs to get big dick energy.
BDE.
Because Harris has it. And French is, I'm really glad French is getting all this experience too, because I gotta turn this off. French is the future. French is the future.
Okay.
And I think if Nair gets into any trouble, I would be confident with Harris going in.
Okay.
But I think what's gonna ultimately happen is we're used to scores like 1-0, 2-1, 3-0.
Right.
I think it's gonna be 6-3.
Uh-huh.
I think we are going to get scored on, but our offense is so potent that I think we're basically going to have to outscore our opponents.
Right.
We're used to like not seeing goals or one.
Uh-huh.
Like one would get past Hope Solo and you're like, oh my God.
I
oh
know.
My God, what's
you're
happening?
Like, what? Is she okay?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Does she have a fever?
Well, it's going to make it a lot more, maybe it'll
stressful
be more
stressful.
I'm already
exciting,
stressing
though.
I don't know.
It's going to be really exciting. Defenders.
It's my favorite time of
It's going to be the greatest.
Sports.
Dahl Kemper, Tiara Davidson, Crystal Dunn, Allie Krieger, Kelly O'Hara, Becky Sauerbrunn, Emily Sonnet. No real surprises there. I was a little bit surprised at Emily Sonnet. Tiara Davidson, you know, listen, she's, I don't think she had a good tournament I don't think she played great, but she's super young, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
She was an absolute all-star at Stanford, so They brought Allie Krieger in. And now Allie Krieger was nowhere near the national team until the last like couple of months. She comes in, plays her butt off,
yeah,
has big dick energy.
That's right. It's going to be your new favorite thing to say.
I can't believe I just said big dick energy like seven times. So Kriegs comes in. She's not going to start, but I have confidence in Krieger. I need Kelly O'Hara to be super. She's coming back from an injury. I pray to God she's gonna be good. Dahl Kemper's passes up to the forward line are a thing of goddamn beauty. I'm very excited about that. Crystalton locks it down on the left side. So I think we're solid.
Yeah.
Midfield, Julie Ertz, Horan, Rose Lavelle, Allie Long, Samantha Mewis, and Morgan Bryant. There are some surprises.
Yeah.
Morgan Bryant.
I'm not familiar.
She was great at the last World Cup, but has had just tailed off and had so many injuries. And all of a sudden, like, she's back on the
names.
Team.
I don't know. I watched the World Cup, but I don't remember.
Remember, I was yelling at
Megan
you because I thought you cursed us. Remember, like, you were
what
on the couch.
What did I do?
You were just being... No. You called it.
Being an idiot.
No, Fortune, you said something like, I think the final score is going to be like 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
You said that.
Right. I did
like
something
5
amazing.
Two, and I was like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I just remember being like, don't stop. This is after we scored a couple goals. And I think the final score was like literally 5-2 or 6-2.
I'm pretty amazing.
And I go, what do you mean we're going to get scored on twice? I just remember, first of all, I was so nervous. And then we scored within, of course, like, 35 seconds. And you were like, we got this. I go, we don't have this, Fortune.
I can predict things. That's why my name is Fortune. Just listen to me.
Crystal ball.
What's my favorite forward? What's her name? The real pretty one. What's her name?
Kristen Press. I'm sure you're talking about.
No. Is she not on the team?
Let me go through.
The one that's like a model.
Well, Kristen Press is a model.
Okay, but it's not her.
Alex Morgan, are you thinking?
That one, yeah. She's on the team, right?
Well, of course. She's our big stud. Tobin Heath, Jessa McDonald, Alex Morgan, Kristen Press, Mallory Pugh, and Megan Rapinoe. I mean, I'm sorry, but you cannot get any better.
Oh, Megan is playing?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if...
She's our superstar.
I love Megan, but I didn't know if her time was up.
Oh, no.
Thank God.
No,
she's the best.
I think she's got this year, and she's got Olympics next year.
And she has a basketball wife or fiancé. Are they married?
No, but they should be, I hope, soon.
Sue Bird.
So Sue Bird just went out with a knee injury.
Oh,
she's getting surgery, and she's out indefinitely for the WNBA, crushing all my dreams.
Forever and ever? Just
no,
a season.
I think she'll come back. I think this is going to be her final season, so I'm super bummed about the knee injury. But
yeah.
I think we'll have her back on the court if what should be happening is I would have her number and I would call her and be like...
Yeah. Lesbian.
SB,
Sue
Birdie, when are you back on the court?
Sue Bird is a perfect lesbian name. Sue Bird. That is the most perfect lesbian name.
Do you think?
Yeah. Sue. What's up, Sue?
What's going on, Sue?
Oh, here comes Sue Bird. Oh, I'm going to... Mr. Shaq back here in the backyard. Sue Bird, come here. Bring that hammer.
I wonder if Sue Bird's handy.
Do
you think she's handy?
I don't know. I'm not handy.
I can't even.
But they're lesbian royalty, so they don't have to be handy.
Well, you get sporty or you get handy. We got sporty.
I'm sporty, not handy.
Not handy.
Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to believe.
It's very hard to believe.
These hands can't fix things.
These delicate
dainty
hands.
Ooh.
Oh, is the FSH?
Oh, is this a tool?
Is that what they call a hummer? Oh, a hammer. I don't know. I'm just a dumb lady. Allie Long and Morgan Bryant, I don't know if I would have put them on the team. I would not. What do you mean I don't know? I wouldn't have.
Okay. Yeah, stick
to
your guns.
Also, I wouldn't have put on Emily Sonnet. I would have put on a Casey Short, or I would have put on Cerboni.
Can't believe you know all of these people.
This is just my passion.
I love soccer, and I'm like, who are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I do get a little bit obsessive. By the way, ESPN the magazine, Julie Ertz is on the cover.
Okay.
Very exciting. Oh,
check it out at your local newsstand.
It comes right to my mailbox because I need as much information as possible. I'm just so excited. So Sunday morning, we got Mexico at 9 a.m. Check your local listings. And then Tuesday, June 11th, is the start of the World Cup.
Yeah.
So, Sports with Lawpaws fans, here's what's going to happen. When I start rolling out the rebranding, don't worry, because I will be doing extra joyful podcasts. I'll either be screaming into a mic, or at least I will do one podcast a month, catching up on all kinds of, you know, for instance, events like the World Cup. Mm-hmm, so don't panic.
Don't fret, sports fans.
Just go on Sports Without Balls or patreon.com/sportswithoutballs, and you sign up for these different tiers, and then you get extra stuff.
Yeah, sounds beautiful.
And then I don't have to be homeless. It all works out perfectly.
Oh, it's a win-win.
Ah, you guys. How do you feel confident going into the World Cup? How are you feeling?
I always feel good about the USA. USA! USA! Always feel good about them. Best soccer team in the world!
That's right, America!
Yeah, I feel good.
I feel good.
I mean, it's it's a growing year. Yeah. Like, they haven't, they got a gel.
They got a gel.
And
that's a good point, because I call the coach Tinker Taylor Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Sigh. It was spy, but an awesome fan said, "Caller Tinker Taylor Soldier sigh," and uh-huh. I was like, "That's the greatest thing I've ever heard," because she tinkers, and I'm wondering if all the tinkering is not going to produce a gelled team. That's my only concern.
Yeah, they gotta just hopefully come together.
Yeah,
and you just don't really know until they're in that level of competition.
The good thing is, it's there's some fun, youthful enthusiasm in there, and there's also, like, if stuff is going down, get Carly Lloyd in the match, get Krieger in, we've got some good.
Yeah, you get those people that have been under that pressure and can handle the stress of it, and maybe like let the young people just say, sit and watch, sit and watch.
I tell you.
You youngins.
Oh, you little. What are you? Half my age.
14-year-olds.
Shine my shoes. And Mallory Pugh's just like shining.
Although
those shoes.
I swear to God, those young ones are so fast. And they can just run for days. They run for days. Soccer is insane.
I don't know. What is it, like 6 miles or something? They run average?
It's insane how much they run. So that's when those youngins come in real handy.
Youngins, we need you.
Yeah. But you just can't crack under pressure.
Yeah. Listen, it's not a big deal. It's only the World Cup.
Only
go out there.
Millions and millions
play,
of people are watching.
Play your little hearts out. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sports With All Balls fans, I'm really excited to talk to you about away travel. As you know, I travel nonstop for stand-up, so having a great piece of luggage makes all the difference. I've been using the Away Medium suitcase for about 6 months, and it's perfect. They're made with premium German polycarbonate, which is unrivaled in strength and impact resistance, but it's also really lightweight, which I need. I have a backpack. The interior features a patent-pending compression system, helpful for overpackers. I am one of them. I cram so much in, it's incredible, and it still fits in the overhead. It's got 4 360-degree spinner wheels, TSA-approved combination lock, along with a removable laundry bag, which keeps dirty clothes separate from clean. Hands down, though, one of my favorite features is that my suitcase has a battery that I can charge my cell phone, tablet, e-reader, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord. A single charge of the Away carry-on will charge your iPhone 5 times. It's got a lifetime warranty, along with a 100-day trial. Check this out. You live with it, you vibe with it, you travel with it, Instagram it. If at any point you decide it's not for you, you return it for a full refund, no questions asked. And of course, all the carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines. And if you're in New York City, be sure to visit Away at their retail store. That's where I bought mine. And because you're an awesome listener, I have a special offer. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/Aaron and use promo code Aaron during checkout. Do it. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/Aaron and use promo code Aaron during checkout. It's truly the perfect piece of luggage. So we've got WNBA kickoff. Are you a WNBA fan? And if you aren't, I'm going to take you to games this season, and you like the hoops. You like
Listen,
the lady hoops.
I love lady hoops.
Yeah.
I follow the WNBA. I don't even follow the NBA.
Yeah.
So I don't watch a lot of games.
Will you promise me you'll come to a game with me this season?
Sure.
They are so fun to
watch. I'm sure they are. I would love to go.
And we can support our local LA Sparks.
Did you and Paige and I go? Was it a women's game we went to or a men's game?
No, we went
game?
To, that was my one and only Laker game.
Yeah.
No, that was a Pac Staples Centers for the Lakers. Is that when my tooth fell out?
That's what I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, it's one of my favorite stories of all time. The fact that my tooth fell out twice. That was twice. That was the second time
I get
it fell
there
out.
And you have your hand over your mouth saying, we're going to need to go to a bathroom."
That was,
and she wouldn't let us see what she looked like.
Well, because you look like a homeless pirate. That's what you look like. It was this tooth. It was the tooth right next to my front teeth.
Yeah.
By the way, if you get my album Deep Dive, the tooth story is on the album.
It is so fun.
I don't think I did the second part. I can't remember what version.
I missed out.
But essentially, you know, my tooth cracked. You get a temporary.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about it. So meeting you and Paige, and also I had never been to a Laker game before. Now, I hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
But they're playing OKC. So I was very excited to see, like, just the Laker environment,
right.
You know, the shit show as it is. Mm-hmm. Nobody's watching the game. Everyone's watching each other. But I was really fired up to see OKC because at the time, who was playing for OKC at the time? It was Westbrook, but it wasn't Harden. Was it Westbrook, Harden? But who's the other?
Who's the guy? Who's that guy?
Durant.
Aaron Durant.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, right? So at the time, I think what it was one of those stories that it was just the most hysterical thing. I think Harden got traded, Westbrook had a cold, and Durant
none of them were there.
None of them were there. Aaron, none of them were there. So that was something, but I forgot I had a temporary and I popped a piece of gum in my mouth.
Yep, yep.
And then I was like, what is that feeling, tooth? And then I looked down, I was like, oh my God. So now, again, I'm waiting outside of Staples Center where everybody looks like they're going to a Rihanna concert.
Yeah.
And I have no tooth. But do you remember you guys went to the gift shop to get me a scarf?
Yeah, we were. You know, certainly there's a Lakers scarf in there. You can just wrap it around your face.
Because I was like, I'm not leaving. Yeah. I've never been to a game. And they're like, so I went into the women's bathroom to try to put my tooth back in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
You guys went to the gift shop to try to get a Lakers scarf. And then I went in the women's bathroom and everyone looks like, honest to God, it's a nightclub.
Yep.
And I'm in the corner of the women's bathroom, leaning into the mirror. There is a, trying to slip my tooth back into the post.
Uh-huh.
And there's a woman next to me that is a supermodel, and she looks right at me in the mirror and she goes, oh my God, it's like, you know, and I'm not even kidding. She spoke like this. It's like one of those days where it's like, you're just having like the worst hair day. And it's like, whatever I do, it's like not going to look good. And I was like, totally.
I don't have a tooth.
That's literally what happened. And I was like, it's like,
weird, your hair is like,
I leaned in and I popped it back in.
Yeah,
I popped it back in.
She came back out of the bathroom, a new woman. Because before she went in shame.
In shame and horror.
Yeah, and then comes back out. Like, hi, guys, let's do this.
And I had a beer with a straw in it, and mm-hmm. we watched the game, and it was a wonderful, and the Lakers lost, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful memories.
So we have watched a lot of sports together.
Yes, we have, but not WNBA.
So here's something that happened. Mm-hmm. I want to get your, excuse me, I'm drinking a lot of water, opinion on this.
Okay.
WNBA fans, mm-hmm. Friday, May 24th, which this podcast will air, is the kickoff of the WNBA. Dallas Wings are playing Atlanta Dream. Indiana Fever are playing my sweet, sweet, sweet New York Liberty, who have now been moved to White Plains. So they will be playing in a nursing home in White Plains. They got kicked out of the Garden.
Aww.
But Brooklyn, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, bought the New York Liberty. So they're going to be playing at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, tentatively a couple of dates this summer, but then I'm praying in 2020 they will have they will be at Barclays Center the entire season.
Yeah.
Because the Liberty is now loaded with talent, and the fact that they're playing in a high school gym in White Plains makes me like it hurts my soul. Tina Charles, Asia Dirt. I mean, like, they are stacked with talent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that kicks off tomorrow. And then Saturday has a whole, like, three more games. And then Sunday, the Sparks play the Aces, and that is going to be awesome. So I just want to make this announcement. There's all kinds of different ways now you can watch the WNBA. CBS is going to be picking up games. ABC, like Saturday, for instance, Phoenix Mercury play Seattle Storm. That's going to be on ABC. Twitter is also going to be putting games on.
Oh, nice.
The 7:30 game, Mystics Connecticut Sun, is going to be on Twitter. Then Chicago Sky, Minnesota Lynx, which is going to be amazing. That's on CBS Sports Network and Fox Sports North. So there's all kinds of, and plus you can get the WNBA League Pass and watch it on your phone, which I do have.
Of course.
So it's just really exciting that these teams, I mean, it's so loaded with talent now. Maybe six or seven sports writers and broadcasters got together, and they were trying to pick, like, who's going to be MVP, who's going to win.
Right.
And I think it was, like, six out of eight picked Phoenix Mercury.
Uh-huh.
And two or three people picked Washington Mystics with Elena Deladon getting MVP. Some picked Griner and Phoenix. It's going to be, like, another amazing year.
Who's your pick?
Well, it was interesting that they picked Phoenix, because at first I was like, I don't know, because the big talk of the town, Fortune, is the Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
Because there's an Australian basketball player named Liz Cambage, and she's like 7'9".
She's
dominated, but she was in Dallas last season and hated it, and she was like, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
Trade me. So the Las Vegas Aces gave up, like, two players and a couple draft picks, and Cambage is now in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Being paired with Asia Durr, who, Asia Wilson, who's just had a rookie year and is, like, going to be one phenomenal WNBA player.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a team and you're facing the Las Vegas Aces with Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage under the hoop, like, good luck.
Good luck.
Like, it's like Tower of Power.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have McBride years ago, Kayla McBride out of Notre Dame. They got the number one draft pick, and they picked Jackie Young from Notre Dame. They have that sharpshooter from University of Washington, Plum, Kelsey Plum.
I can't believe you know all this sports knowledge.
I'm telling you, they're going to be so good. So I was like, is it Vegas? But Phoenix Mercury, they almost beat Seattle to be in the finals last year, the Western Conference Finals last year. They are also completely, I mean.
I'm going for Las Vegas.
I think I might go for Las Vegas.
There you go.
I'd also like to see the Washington Mystics win, because Elena Deladon has never won anything in college or pros yet. So I would be Atlanta, Tiffany Hayes, like, she's going to crank it.
It's going to be a good season.
Fortune, it's going to be an awesome season.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to have to watch some games.
This is I want to get your opinion. Okay. Now, I know you may not know this player. But this
I'm sure I know about this.
So you know how I love women's collegiate basketball.
I do know this.
So in the Final Eight, University of Iowa made it to the Final Eight, and they have their all-star player, Megan Gustafson, and she was a Naismith Player of the Year.
Yep.
Center, just so good.
Dominated.
She was the first-round draft pick of Dallas Wings. Yep. She got it was like 17th pick or something.
Mm-hmm.
They just cut her.
I saw that you sent me that article, and that was bogus. But we don't know why. Was she not?
I don't even have any words.
Camp or training camp?
I just don't. I don't get it. I don't get it on any level.
Yeah.
Like, you lost your big lady. You lost Cambage.
Uh huh.
Right, they got a Rike. Oh, I guess so. Gustafson maybe went in second round. So they got their first pick was a Rike Ogunbowale, who I loved from Notre Dame. But you don't just keep her.
Yeah, let her. Like, let us see what she can do.
She's She just scored a gazillion points and was the player of the year for college. I don't understand why you wouldn't even at least let her develop. You cut her before the season starts?
I know. They didn't have any sort of statement about it?
I need to do
was there any sort of behind the scenes drama?
I texted Mr. WNBA.
Yeah.
Graham Elwood.
And what?
And he said, I said, did you see Ghost of Sun from Iowa got cut from Dallas? This doesn't even make sense. This was at 3:37 today.
Okay.
He said, I saw that exclamation point. Not sure why. I don't get it.
A lot of mystery. It seems not like a smart move to not at least let her.
I don't get it.
Prove herself.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got like a bubble player, mm-hmm. like maybe. I would still even try to maybe keep her around for the first month.
Yeah.
But obviously the coaches are coaches. They know what they're doing.
Right.
But my thing is the level of WNBA now so high that she literally is not good enough to play in the WNBA? The player of the year from college? I mean, that could be the case.
It could be the case. But I mean, that does happen with Christian Laettner is exactly who I was thinking of. He was unbelievable in college, went to the NBA.
But he still played for 15 years.
Yeah, he did still play, but he was a real letdown. No,
I mean, you can say that.
So it is a different level, but that seems weird that she wouldn't even get up to play. But can she transfer?
Yeah, I mean, someone could pick her up.
Yeah.
I just was thinking about you think about these athletes' life, right? Mm. She's and she's also super well spoken. Yeah. Everyone loves her.
She's like, this is my team.
This is my team. She was at the draft in New York.
Yeah.
You put the Dallas hat on. You're the pride of Iowa. You graduate college. She's 22.
Maybe she didn't gel with the coaches or something or the team. That's
but then
weird.
You're 22 and it's like, how do you make a living? What do you do?
Yeah.
You know, physically, you don't have a job.
I hope someone picks her up then.
I know. I just was.
I wonder if she's expensive.
No, because it's minimum player salary, which is probably $40,000 or $50,000.
Yeah, somebody pick her up. Come on.
I just was God. She went from the highest of high.
Yeah.
To not having a team.
Yeah, that we should call her.
I'm going to get Siri, get Megan on the phone and let's trash Dallas.
Let's tweet her and find out what happened. Say, give us the scoop.
I just don't. I don't get it. All right. So everybody go watch the WNBA. Go to these games. If you can't go to these games, Twitter, CBS,
support
ESPN.
The ladies.
I'm telling you, the level of competition is ferocious.
So much that the best player college can't play.
I'm dying to know. I'm gonna keep the Foley eye out for that.
Also, if anyone knows any scoop,
sportswithoutballs@gmail.com.
Let us
sports
know.
Sportswithoutballs@gmail.com.
And Aaron will forward it to me
because I'm gonna keep. Fortune's gonna be blowing up my phone for more
information.
I'm gonna
every day. I'm gonna be like, what? What's the 411? Do we still have that?
We're gonna make some college softball super regional uninformed picks.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, obviously UCLA is my team.
I know this.
5 o'clock on Saturday, I will be there.
If I were in town, I would go with you, but I won't be in town. Not that you invited me, but I'll always invite you.
I had the good fortune, aww, fortune of meeting the assistant coaches last time I went. That's through Liz Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, she knows them?
I don't know how she knows these
Liz
people.
Just knows people.
But Lisa Fernandez, again, one of the greatest softball players of all time, is their first base coach. And we were emailing about the show. I've spoken about this on the show before, and she thought I was joking, and I was like, oh no, contraire. And I got down on the field.
Yeah.
And I was on the field after the game.
Oh,
and I met Lisa Fernandez, and I lost my mind. And as soon as the season is over, I will stalk her until she's on this podcast.
She will go.
She agreed to it.
She will do it.
But right now they're in the middle of the World Series, so I totally get it. But it was like a package, like, series. It was like $35 for Friday, Saturday, and like Sunday, but I can only go on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I have two questions for you. One question. And so I emailed Claire, who is director of operations, and I was like, hey, sorry to bother you, but could I, is there any way? And she's like, yeah, we'll put you on the, like, the players list. And I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Like, oh my God, she's the best.
That's awesome.
So I'm going. So my lady's in town this weekend.
Yeah.
So I said, and so do you agree with this? Okay. I'm getting mixed reviews. I said, would you like to go on a date on Saturday? And she's like, of course.
Oh,
I'd
no,
like
you're surprising her.
No, no, I'm not.
I was like, oh, that's
I'm not surprising her. You're I'm like, not surprising
I'm
her.
I'm taking you on a date. Then you show up at the softball field. She's like,
Well, I think I already know this answer. Because
okay.
I was like,
no, no, keep
do you
going.
Want to go on a date?
Keep going.
And she's like, I'd love to go on a date. I go, okay, this is what we're doing on Saturday. 5 o'clock, we're going to go see UCLA play James Madison. It's a super regionals. And she goes, that's not it.
She goes, oh. She goes like that.
And I go, and then we'll go to a nice dinner after. And she goes, Aaron, just say, do you want to come to a softball game with me? And I would have said yes. She goes, I'll go with you. But this is not
this
a date.
Is a, you want to go on a date.
But
and
to me, this is like a sweet date.
For you, if she had said to you, I'm taking you on a date because she knows you love softball, she surprises you with tickets. That's a date.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's now doing something for you.
Oh, yeah.
But you're basically saying, I'm dying to do this thing because you are my partner and you happen to be in town. Would you like to?
Oh, well, I got to get her flowers. I got to get her flowers.
But a nice dinner afterwards sounds good, unless you just eat lots of snacks at the softball
No, she said, is there alcohol at the game? And I could just hear Bridget McManus's voice because I went to her game with her last year, and she's like, what do you mean there's no booze? there is no alcohol because it's a collegiate stadium.
All right.
We're going to do something fun after, and I am taking to her nice dinner on Friday night.
Oh, there
but
you
I
go.
But I realized...
That's a date.
I was...
Friday night.
Maybe it was a loose interpretation of the word date. You're right. I need... A date is probably more like what she likes.
Thinking of her.
But she's wonderful, so she's going.
That's real sweet.
And
I wish I could be there to double date.
Oh, God, that would be so much
Jackson
more
like,
fun
Jackson
for Sarah.
Would say, where are we going?
And Sarah goes, I can't wait to not talk to you for 2 hours while you're watching the game.
I know, because you get in the zone.
I know, I get in the zone.
You don't want anyone talking to you.
No, but I can explain some stuff.
Even when I crack jokes during World Cup, you're like,
go in the kitchen.
So then I have to, instead of sharing my jokes with you, I'm then forced to go into Twitter and share them with the world since you're not paying me any attention and I'm a child.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we watch our first World Cup game, hopefully on June 11th, we'll hang out like an hour before.
Okay.
And I'll laugh. And then we'll get our fucking serious big dick game faces on.
Unless the game's at 7 a.m. And in that case,
and then I'm
out.
Over at 6:45 with bagels.
In that case, I'm out.
Nope, you're in. Okay, Oklahoma, number one in the country, plays Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes rising down the flag.
Alabama, number 8, Texas, number 9. Who's going to win?
Between whom and
Alabama and Texas.
Texas.
I'm gonna pick and with my heart. Alabama had such a good year, but I'm going with my Longhorns. I do love Austin.
That's who I picked. Texas.
Florida,
Are you
number
writing
5.
This down?
No, I have it in my
we have this
Rain Man memory bank.
We have this podcast to come back in.
Florida, number 5. Tennessee, number 12.
Florida.
Florida all the way. Florida just finds a way to win.
Yes.
Florida State, they were the champions last year. I didn't cheer for them at any point in time. I did not cheer for them right up to the last game. And I thought, oh, my God, what an awesome team. What an awesome run. They won me over.
Okay.
But I'm not cheering for them.
Okay, because who are they playing?
Well, they're playing Oklahoma State, but I will cheer for Florida State in that matchup.
Yeah, I pick Florida State.
I just don't see them losing. On the other side of the bracket, we got Washington, number 3, Kentucky, 14.
Washington.
Now, Washington, to me, I fell in love with Washington last year. I cheered for him to the last second, and they lost. So I'm all in with Washington. Kentucky is no joke, though. Arizona, number 6. Mississippi, Old Miss, number 11. Jenny Finch, alma mater. I'm going with Arizona.
That's who I'm going with.
All right, Arizona. Minnesota, number 7. LSU, number 10.
I'm going with LSU.
I'm going to go with my Gophers. I'm going to go with my Minnesota Gophers.
Okay.
But that's I mean, again, the craziest thing is you could, it's most of these tournaments are going to be 3 games. You have to win 2 out of 3, but
you have to.
Anything happens.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA, number 2 in the nation, James Madison, unranked.
Gosh, I wonder
if we lose to James Madison. Last year at the Super Regionals, we played Cal State Fullerton. And unfortunately, they didn't advance because I became a big Cal State Fullerton fan.
Yeah.
But of course, was cheering for UCLA. We went to the last game, to the last inning.
Wow!
So anything could happen.
Anything can happen.
I'm hoping we win on Friday and then we kick the crap out of them on Saturday. And so I won't be able to convince Sarah to go to two
for sure
games
for sure
over
not.
The weekend. Those are your brackets. Okay, listen, if you are not a women's college softball fan, Aaron, you agree with me. Fortune, you agree with me. This is riveting sports.
It is.
Get on it.
Get on it.
Get on it.
I'm telling you.
Support our lady athletes.
It is so much fun. Now, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, all the games will be on. They'll be on, and also probably your local, like, if there's, like, LSU is, like, SEC, it'll be, like, SEC channel. I'm telling you, if you are not a fan and pick a team and just go with it, they're 6 innings. It's fast, great, amazing play, energy. It flies by. I mean, these games are over in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And they are so much fun to watch. They're pitching 60, 70 miles an hour. The third baseman is like 5 feet from the freaking home base. I'd be shitting my pants.
I played third base in softball, and it's
scary.
It's very scary. She kept moving me like almost closer than the pitcher. And I'm like,
no!
I'm going to shit myself. She's like, well, maybe you should get a mouth guard. I'm like, 100% gonna get.
I'm gonna get a Silence of the Lambs mask.
Now that I think they make a lot of the young players wear. Oh my God, it was so scary.
It's so scary.
And some of those girls just hit the oof.
Oh my God.
I've seen some gnarly hit girls. Some girls get some gnarly hits to the face. Oof.
And then also the pitches, like we've discussed this before, but the pitch, like the rise ball, the cutter, the fat. I mean, I don't know how
it's
they
all,
hit anything.
It's all evolved. I mean, like fast pitch softball, it's kind of just becoming a thing when I was in middle school. And people were just like, how do I remember them just trying to learn
the windmill
thing. And now there's so many advanced techniques.
And, you know, there's a fast pitch pro league, which I'll be covering this summer.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's 4 or 5 teams. There's, I think, maybe at least 1 team from China that plays over here. Chicago, Florida. Anyway, I'll do at least a couple podcasts on that. That league is insane.
I got to remember to call my cable provider so I can watch the World Cup.
Did you cut the cable?
I just don't have all the sports channels anymore.
Well, the World Cup should be on, you know, Fox or like Fox Sports 1 and ESPN.
Some of the games, though, they put on some obscure channels. Well, fine. I'll figure it out. Don't worry, guys.
I'm going to what provider do you have?
DirecTV.
Okay, then you should be fine.
Okay, if you say so.
But, you know, I'm going to double check for you.
Okay.
Because that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Also, if you want any types of, there's so much more information on the collegiate softball and the WNBA and soccer all on ESPNW. It's my favorite website. I try to plug it as much as humanly possible. It's such a great source of info. They have, you know, just all kinds of stories, is that the word? On the players, on the
background.
Matchups. So also, I do want to plug, big shout out also to Julie Foudy, one of my favorite soccer players, one of my favorite athletes of all time. She has an awesome podcast called Laughter Permitted. With Julie Foudy. And she's got tremendous female athletes. She just had Simone Manuel, Katie Ledecky, Allison Felix, basically everyone I want to interview.
Yeah.
Julie has them, and they're great and they're super fun.
That's awesome.
So if that's a huge podcast I'd love to give a shout out to. That is it.
There you go.
Thank you for being so, you're a national treasure.
Well, you are a delight. I like to hear you talk about sports. I don't know nearly
It's
as
just
much.
Fun to talk. Yeah, but you play them and you know them and it's just fun to talk to
I
you.
I can just appreciate them alongside you.
And we're going to be watching World Cup.
Yep. World
and
Cup.
Then maybe I'll bring my podcast equipment and we'll just scream for 15 minutes and we'll do a post-game wrap-up.
There you go.
What are you working on? What? Let's promote some stuff.
I'm on tour.
Nice.
So fortunepeemster.com. I'm coming to, I have a show in L.A. at the Improv mid-June.
Nice.
Denver, Colorado, Minneapolis, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Buffalo, New York, Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
Oh, and I have a podcast, but it's not about sports.
Doesn't matter. Plug
it's called
it.
Sincerely Fortune. It's Sincerely on Fortune. iTunes and all those other places where once a week I just talk about a topic that where I dig a little deeper into, you know, my comedy is very silly.
Yeah.
And there I'm just a little more sincere.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that with the lady, right?
Yeah, Jack. I interview some people sometimes, but yeah. It's not an interview-based podcast.
Yeah.
And when I do that, she's not on it. But if it's just us talking about a topic, she chimes in.
Nice.
And, it's helped. She's kind of shy,
yeah.
And it's brought her out of her shell a little bit.
That's exciting.
She's not shy with me, but,
no,
you know.
Yeah.
It's been nice to see her really, I don't know, shine.
She's the best.
She's awesome.
I thoroughly enjoy her. Please tell her I said hello.
I will.
All right, so fortunefeemster.com for your tour dates.
Yep.
If you have not seen Fortune, you need to get tickets immediately. I've had the good fortune of opening for Fortune. On the road, your crowds are fantastic.
Aaron does
You're
me
so funny.
Aaron does me a favor by doing those shows, and it's
I love
such a delight having her.
Anytime you call, I will say yes.
I love it.
It's so fun. It's just a fun stand up experience.
Yeah, you get to
I'm not
perform
responsible
with your friend.
For an hour, and it's so delightful, and I just love to hang out with you. So
I
really,
know
it's a
fun
no-brainer.
To do it with you.
Sincerely Fortune on iTunes. So go listen to the podcast and get tickets for her show immediately. Deep Dive, my comedy album, pre-sales start immediately. So buy the album, full release Friday, May 31st. I would really appreciate it. And then the relaunch of Sports Without Balls with female athletes and reporters and coaches and all wonderful things. I'm so excited. It's Tuesday, June 4th. And we're going to retool the Patreon page and all kinds of wonderful things coming up. So thanks for being patient and sticking with me and being so supportive. For extra content and all good things coming up, go to patreon.com/sportswithoutballs. That will be retooled in the next week. I'm thrilled. Aaron, good luck in the game tonight.
Yeah, hit a homer.
It's not my game, but thank you all
well,
the same.
Well, I mean, your team.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a home run hitter, though.
No, it doesn't matter. You're a pinnacle organizer and player.
Thank you. I am from the Tony Gwynn school of big guy, a lot of singles.
That's so awesome.
But for real, hit a homer.
I do. Oh, I do love any podcast that we can say a Tony Gwynn school of anything is awesome. And I swear, even with the new podcast, we'll be doing baseball, Aaron, and my peaches couldn't be more bruised. And I'm hoping for an epic second half of the season.
Same as my Cardinals, so.
There we go. We'll talk baseball again. And thanks to All Things Comedy. Go to allthingscomedy.com. If you could see what Fortune was doing right now, you'd go on Patreon immediately and get
doing the sprinkler.
The video of Fortune dancing us out of this episode. Allthingscomedy.com, all kinds of podcasts and stand-up, and a big thank you to them for hosting this podcast. Sports Without Balls fans, friends, family, have the best week of your life.